Hello, and welcome back to Surgery 101, the podcast brought to you with the help of the Department of Surgery at the University of Alberta, and also our partners at Covidien. This week, we're bringing you the first in a series of episodes by another one of our surgical education elective students, this time Alexi Millman from the U of T. This is a series I've been looking forward to for a while now. It's called Problems with the Penis. It's a series of five episodes, each one focusing on a common urological problem, and each problem beginning with the letter P. The first P that Alexi will be talking about is phimosis. So, let's get started by examining the foreskin, here on Surgery 101.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Surgery 101. I'm Alexi Millman, a medical student from the University of Toronto. This set of urological-themed episodes, titled Problems with the Penis, is brought to you by the letter P. The first episode in this series is phimosis. Today, we'll be covering the definition, etiology, clinical presentation, and management of phimosis. Phimosis is defined as an inability to retract the foreskin over the gland's penis. It's important to note that since this is a condition of the foreskin, it can only affect uncircumcised males. Phimosis is an important condition because it can lead to complications such as balanitis or balanoposthitis, inflammation of the glands and foreskin, urinary tract infections, difficulties with sexual function, and paraphimosis, which we'll cover in another episode. Phimosis also increases the risk of penile cancer, although the absolute risk remains low. A pathological phimosis is usually a result of fibrotic tissue creating a tight, inelastic band that cannot stretch over the glands. In young children, a physiologic phimosis is completely normal. The normal congenital adhesions between the glands and the prepuce separate naturally by 5 years of age in 90% of uncircumcised boys. The foreskin should never be forcibly retracted. When phimosis persists or develops after 5 years of age, it may be due to 1. Persistent congenital adhesions, 2. Poor hygiene causing inflammation, 3. Balanitis, an infection of the gland's penis. 4. Balanitis xerotica obliterans, a dermatologic condition, also known as lichen sclerosis. Or 5. Forceful retraction of the foreskin. When a patient presents to your office with a history of phimosis, it's important to take a good history and physical. You want to know when the condition started, has there been any history of infection or trauma, is the patient still able to retract the foreskin at all, are there any associated voiding symptoms or sexual dysfunction, and what, if any, treatments have been tried so far. When examining the patient, it is important to note the degree of phimosis and if you are able to retract the foreskin. Also note the appearance of the prepucial skin and any ulcers. A whitish indurated ring of tissue may suggest BXO or lichen sclerosis. Treatment of phimosis, like many conditions, consists of lifestyle, medical, and surgical management. Lifestyle management involves use of proper hygiene, making sure to thoroughly clean the penis, including underneath the foreskin. This is best for persistent congenital adhesions, which may resolve over time, and uncomplicated phimosis that is not associated with infection. Medical management involves the use of topical corticosteroids. The steroids thin the fibrotic ring, which over time may allow it to stretch out to the point of being able to slide over the glands. In mild to moderate cases, a trial of topical corticosteroids is usually done for 3 to 4 weeks. If lifestyle and medical management are unsuccessful, or the phimosis is severe, surgical options may be pursued. One option is to perform a dorsal slit operation. This procedure does not remove the foreskin, but rather makes a longitudinal incision on the dorsal aspect of the prepuce. This allows the foreskin to be retracted over the glands. It should be noted that some men find the cosmetic appearance of a dorsal slit to be unsatisfactory. The other option is to perform a circumcision. This is a definitive treatment which removes the entire foreskin. Some risks of circumcision include infection and hematoma. In very select circumstances, it is also possible to perform a preputioplasty, in which the phimotic ring is loosened, but the foreskin is maintained. However, in some cases, this may lead to further scarring. In summary, the important points to remember are: phimosis is an inability to retract the foreskin over the gland's penis. Complications of phimosis include infection and paraphimosis. Phimosis is normal in young infants, and the foreskin should never be forcibly retracted. Don't forget to ask the patient about onset, history of infection, and voiding symptoms. Treatment options include proper hygiene, topical corticosteroids, dorsal slit, and circumcision.
That's it for the first P in the series. Next week, we'll be looking at the second P, which is paraphimosis. As I usually say at this point in the episode, please visit our YouTube channel, our Surgery 101 website, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'd also like you to take a look at and consider purchasing the Surgery 101 app. It's only 99 cents, but it supports all of our students and the team here to keep doing what we're doing. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you back here next week on Surgery 101.